We're not sure about in space, but here on Earth, for many people, this has been the week of the iPhone. And some enterprising tech geeks are already going where Apple sure doesn't want them to go. They're breaking into and hacking the company's latest must-have device. Apple has made the iPhone available only to consumers who sign up for AT&T mobile phone service. It is also charging $85 to replace the iPhone's battery. And Apple won't give you a blueprint for the iPhone's insides, so you could replace the battery yourself. Well, 1 week after the iPhone's debut, we've decided to check in with some gadget freaks to find out how far they've gotten in cracking the iPhone's codes.
We sent somebody to the East Coast. I was sitting in California with a video conference watching him take it apart and then writing text to tell people how we did it.
Kyle Weens is with iFixit, a California company that repairs iBooks, iPods, and now iPhones. A few hours after the iPhone went on sale, the folks at iFixit had bought one, disassembled it completely, and published pictures on the internet. Soon they'll have instructions for replacing a battery. Now here's one word you'll want to know if you start tooling around with an iPhone: hacktivation. That's when an iPhone owner gets an iPhone to work while avoiding the mandatory AT&T contract. Ryan Block is with the tech website Engadget.com.
It has happened. There are a number of means that one can use to hacktivate or surreptitiously activate their iPhone, but none of them yet will allow you to actually use the iPhone on another cell phone network. So I can kind of turn it on and start using it for its iPod features, but I can't actually use it on T-Mobile.
Tech geeks often cast themselves as rebels, sticking it to mean corporations. But iFixit's Kyle Weens admits there was at least one selfish motive for breaking apart that iPhone. He wants to find out who manufactures the component parts and take that information to Wall Street.
Sure, I bought a couple hundred bucks of stock in some of the different companies, but it was mostly out of curiosity.
So far, he says, stock prices are up slightly. This is NPR.